The LPGA Tour making its annual stop here in Portland for the Standard Golf Standard Portland Classic. And out of Columbia Edgewater, pleased to have joining us back Josh Gaunt, who covers the local scene of golf. And you can see his work at OregonGolfBeat.com. Josh Gaunt 17 on X, and follow him on Instagram. So great pictures. But you were out there at Columbia Edgewater, especially yesterday. Great story up following Kiara Romero around, who has played herself into contention at 8 under par as the amateur and the number one amateur in the world, playing in front of a lot of friends and family as well. Good morning, Josh. How much fun did you have out there yesterday following a lot of the local players around?
Good morning, Jason. Yeah, it was a ton of fun out there yesterday following Kiara. And there's also Karen Inglis from Oregon, from Eugene, Oregon. She was out there. She had a crowd following her, and Kiara had a pretty big crowd following her as well. And so, yeah, just a lot of fun. I mean, the conditions are just great out at Columbia Edgewater right now. And, yeah, just a lot of fun. A lot of people out there supporting the event. And, yeah, I mean, just some amazing golf by the pros. And, yeah, going to be more excited for the weekend and storylines that will unfold.
Well, no question, and we've been following Kiara. She of course won the Big Ten championship playing for the University of Oregon and leading that team. Won the regional to get them to the national championship tournament. Unfortunately, still coming up short when they get and they qualified for the match play events. Just couldn't get to that elusive championship. It's the only thing Coach Radley and that crew has not done, I think, in the last decade. But then she went on, played deep. I think she got, did she get to the quarterfinals? Was it the round of 16 of the quarterfinals at the U.S. Women's Amateur? But she's had an unbelievable run this summer. How's she doing in terms of energy-wise? Obviously, playing well here this weekend, but how has she managed being the number one ranked amateur in the world now?
Yeah, great question. Probably some, maybe some nerves that come along with that, but I think her and Coach Radley just kind of through this sophomore season, he's talked about her maturity, her development, and winning those, you know, the Big Ten title, and then that regional, like you mentioned, the NCAA Gold Canyon regional. That was the precursor to the national championship. But I think she's getting more comfortable in the spotlight. You know, she played in the U.S. Women's Open earlier this year as well. She tied for 45th in that event, made the weekend, and she shot a 67 that day, which was 5 under, and was the low round of the final round to tie for 45th. So that's a big stage. You're playing against LPGA Tour players. That was her second U.S. Women's Open. So she's playing in bigger events, and then she gets a sponsor's exemption this week to play in the Portland Classic. Showing up big time to be 4 shots off the lead heading into the weekend, playing in front of, you know, crowds, playing in front of more people, the TV cameras, the coverage that's going on this weekend as well. I think she's handling it in an impressive fashion, and excited to kind of see what might unfold this weekend with what she can do.
Well, and yeah, and you got a chance to kind of follow her closely and interview her a little bit following. She seems to be very within herself, getting more comfortable with the spotlight on her, but not one that comes easily. What's been the biggest adjustment in talking with her a little bit about much more notoriety being paid to her in her golf?
Yeah. I think she kind of stays within herself, like you said, that she's staying humble, she's staying grounded, she's not, you know, not getting too ahead of herself. She's kind of just focused. She's not looking at the leaderboards. You know, she mentioned that yesterday when I talked to her, that she's not worried about, you know, leaderboard or who's around or what other people are doing, but just kind of focusing on what she can control, you know, hitting fairways, hitting greens, and then giving herself chances to make birdies or, you know, salvage or getting up and down or whatnot. But, yeah, I think she's actually showing a lot of maturity. Where she's 19 years old, so really young to be at that number one world amateur golf ranking status, the number one status. But yeah, I think she's kind of just, you know, she did mention some nerves, and you know, it is probably an adjustment playing in front of crowds and more people and whatnot. But I think she's just kind of focusing on the things she can control, and she also received the Mark McCormick medal this week as the leading female player in the world amateur golf ranking. So that was like another award that she got for being number one. And that kind of helps get her on the leap pathway for the LPGA to get her LPGA Tour card. She needs 9 more points to get the 20 points to be able to do that. So maybe in the next year or so, she's getting an invite, you know, if she gets to that 20-point threshold. So just a lot of maturity, I think, she's showing in this process.
Yeah, I think her junior year coming up at Oregon will be – she can see now the path to the LPGA Tour and some other things, and will help her focus on being comfortable – being the the player with the target on her back, as well as playing from the lead. So she can't just kind of come from behind. She played at the Augusta Women's National Amateur earlier this year, probably will be headed back there again. Gigi Stoll was one of the other local players. We've been following her since her exploits at Beaverton High School to Arizona, and now through the Epson Tour onto the LPGA Tour. Still looking to have that big breakthrough victory, but she's always a lot of fun. I'm sure her dad was out there and following her. What are some of the other storylines that Brooke Henderson was obviously who won her first LPGA event here before she was a member 10 years ago. What are some of the other storylines out there among the galleries and players that have the bigger crowds?
Yeah, Gigi, a local player, she had a crowd following her. And like you mentioned earlier, Carolyn Inglis from Eugene, she had a contingent of people out there supporting her. Rose Zhang actually had a big round yesterday. I think she shot a 64, I believe, yesterday to get to she shot a 64, and she was playing in the group behind Carolyn Inglis. And on hole 9, as they were about to make the turn, Inglis was teeing off on 10, and then Rose Zhang was playing in her approach shot to number 9, hole 9, and she dunked her approach for eagle, and that brought some roars from the crowd that was all in the area at that point. But it was fun to kind of be around for that moment on hole 9, and she made it. I think she had a 64 even with a bogey on 17, so she was on fire yesterday, which is a fun to see a really low round, take place. And Allison Takamiya from George Fox, she just missed the cut, but she was at 2 under after the first day from George Fox University. So another local player who was on the cut line. But yeah, just some of the local players. Brooke Henderson, like you mentioned, was, I think, in second place, and she was a back-to-back winner in 2015 and 16. She's still in contention. But yeah, and Grace Kim, who won the Evian, like you mentioned, she's one stroke off the lead heading into today. So yeah, a lot of great action, and root for those local players who are, teeing off this morning. And Kira will tee off later in the afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be. She's off at 1:10 p.m. So the last group will be off at 2:10 p.m. That'll be Jung-Yun Lee 5 and Grace Kim. And so some familiar names up there as well, especially coming in around Jin Young Ko will be out at 12:50. Brooke Henderson will be playing with SH Park. Rose Zhang, Stacey Lewis are playing together. Stacey, a former champion, of course. So a lot of great things going on. How were the crowds out there? I know that this tournament has gone through a lot of different sponsors, and there's been a dedicated group of local people trying to keep this thing going. But how have the crowds been? How's the support been this week?
Yeah, the crowds, I was there on Thursday and Friday, and the crowds were strong this week. I think now with the Standard coming on as the title sponsor, it's really reinvigorated the energy behind the tournament and the sponsorship and the connection to the community. The commissioner, the LPGA Tour commissioner, was out, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday night for a dinner with sponsors, and kind of a sign of, you know, that things are going well in this tournament and that it's bringing people together. It's bringing the community together, not just the golf community, but, you know, business community as well. And I think there's a lot of new energy to what is happening this year. And I expect, you know, bigger crowds even this weekend, you know, with people not having to work on the weekend and maybe some more availability to get out there. But yeah, I think the title sponsor from the Standard is really helping push the tournament forward. And yeah, just bringing some new hope for, you know, that this tournament's going to stick around and hopefully be around for a long time.
Well, there you go. Head on out. Tee times, they're getting ready to go here shortly. So still time to get out there. Tickets available. It is a great walking course, and it looks like the worst of the rain has gone through. I would imagine to see some low scores today, a little moisture in the greens overnight, and everything in ideal conditions. Josh Gaunt, you can see all his work if you want to find out more about the reports out there. Kiara Romero, OregonGolfBeat.com. It was great to catch up with you, Josh. Have a blast out there at Columbia Edgewater the rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you, Jason. Take care.
All right, take care. Josh Gaunt there with an update from the Standard Portland Classic. Always a fun time, always a great venue and event out there. And congratulations once again, Jim Myers and his crew, the superintendent. They always get rave reviews from the tour there. So it's nice to see professional golf here in Portland, and hopefully we can see more of it down the road.